Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. I'm talking with Brett Davison, Livestock Officer for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries at Deniliquin, and today we're discussing the maize cost calculator. Brett, why did you develop the maize cost calculator?
I developed the calculator as there was a lot of unrealistic expectations and a lot of figures around maize silage that weren't being backed up. So there was a lot of numbers being generated but without a lot of substance behind them. So the aim of the calculator was to put some hard numbers on the actual costs and so that farmers could have a good indication, a decision support tool that could help them with their decision.
Are you confident it'll answer many of the questions growers are asking about maize?
It'll certainly answer a lot of questions. It's not about agronomic advice, it's about having all the tools around what the costs will be and what area you're required. So the calculator itself actually has a growing cost per tonne of dry matter of hectare. It also has a production area, so you can actually work out what area you're required for your desired tonnage and the range that'll be within the expected yields. It'll give you the total cost required, so some farmers are using that for budgeting. It'll also do price and yield impacts on the gross margin per hectare to see whether it's economically viable to actually grow the crop or whether it's cheaper to buy it off someone else. And it has an energy calculator as well, so you can actually see that how much it's costing per unit of energy, per megajoule of energy.
Do you know who is currently using the calculator?
Quite a few farmers are using it at the moment. They're using it for a range of options. Some are actually using it for budgeting purposes, as that with maize, most of the cost is up front. So you can actually see when you need to apply treatments or when you need to do your sowing and purchase seed. So you can actually use it as a budgeting tool. But most are actually growing it to see how much the crop is actually costing them.
For those that are using the calculator, what are they doing with the results?
With the results, they're actually getting the actual true cost of their maize, how much it's costing them to get into the pit. The range that we're seeing is, from survey data, is that the yield range can range between 8 and 26 tonnes of dry matter per hectare. So the actual cost range is quite a bit as well. So what we're seeing on farm is that the cost per tonne can range from $130 a tonne up to $300 a tonne.
For those that currently aren't using the calculator, what data do you need to feed into it?
You don't need any data at all. There is actually a example posted onto the site, so it's not to be used as agronomic advice, but it's there just to show what some people are using as their general costs. But if you actually have your data, you can actually put your own data in about how much you use and what you use and when you use it, and you can actually get a true cost of production for your own situation. And that filters through to the other table, so it gives you comprehensive feedback very quickly.
You mentioned that there's a demonstration online, so where can you find this calculator?
It's on the New South Wales DPI website, so if you visit www.dpi.newsouthwales.gov.au, select Ag New South Wales and click on D for Dairy, there's a link there, and there's also another link under the silage system, so there's more than one way to get to it, but it's easy to get to.
So some closing comments then on why producers who are producing maize may need to think about why they need to look at the economics behind maize silage.
Maize can be a really fantastic cheap source of fodder if it's done properly. It's a specialist crop that needs specialist treatments, so it's not something you can sort of put in and just let grow. It does require management. If it's done effectively, it can actually be a very cheap source of energy. The tool will give you the economics to help you with your risk management decisions. So it'll help you see for that individual season or with the estimates of your cost production, whether it's worth the risk of growing that crop and whether that's the best option for you for that season. Like the inputs of water and feed availability. Sometimes other crops may be cheaper, like loosen hay, for example, can sometimes be cheaper. But that's not always the best thing for your diet. So it does help with your risk management, and it is a very good management tool.
Brett Davidson, Livestock Officer for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries at Deniliquin. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.